Be'ezer Hashem Yisboch, we begin the new Hilchas Pesulim Magdashim, the laws of those things that became invalidated in the regards to Kadshim, which is the seventh out of the nine halachas in the Sefer Avodah, in the book of the service in the Beis Hamikdash, which Yesh Bechlol and Shemayna Mitzvahs in the category, there's eight commandments, Shtei Mitzvahs Aseh, two positive commandments, V'Sheish Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, and six negative prohibitions, V'Zeh Pratna, these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Shloi Lechel Kadshim Shenipsel, not to eat karbanis that became invalidated, or shehutel behem mum, or it was inflicted in it a blemish. Beis number two, shalei lecha pigel, not to eat that which is called pigel, which I'll explain is when there was a machshava that the carbon should be brought chutz lazman beyond its time, and even before that, it automatically becomes pigel, not to eat such a carbon. Gimel number three, shalei yosek kadoshim lachazmanim, not to leave over kadoshim after the designated times. Dal number four, shalei yochel noiser, that one should not eat that which was left over at the designated time. Hey, five, shleyechel kadoshim shenitma, not to eat karbonis that became tamei. Vav, number six, shleyechel odim shenitma hakadoshim, that a person that became tamei, he should not eat even the tohar kadoshim. Zayin, number seven, lisuba noiser, to burn that which was left over. Ches, and lisuba tamei, to burn that which became tamei. Uber mitzvahs elu b'prakim elu, an explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, which there are 19 prakim in these hilchos pesulim magdashim. Perek Aleph, which we're going to learn now, discusses invalidations as it relates to Shechita. Perek Beis discusses when there's deviations in regards to the blood. Perek Gimel discusses regarding invalidations as it relates to the top of the Mizbeach. Perek Dal discusses that as it relates to specifically Pesulim and Achatas. Perek Hei discusses related to the monies of Achatas. Perek Vav regarding the Taroivis of Achatas. Perek Zayin discusses invalidations to Malika, which regarding the bird kabanas. Perek Ches discusses when you have a chatas and oilas ha'oiv that become mixed together. Perek Tes continuing on regarding a pair of birds that were unspecified and then it got mixed in with others. Perek Gud discusses regarding a woman with her pair of birds, whether they're unspecified or specified. Perek Alf discusses then moving on to Mincha that has invalidations. Perek Beis discusses what happens if you add or diminish regarding to the measurements of a Mincha. Perek Yud Gimel discusses regarding a psul in machshava. Perek Dal discusses regarding what type of machshava is a problem. Perek Tezvav discusses regarding shina hashem, changing the lishma of the carbon. Perek Design discusses when there is a mixture of different machshavas. Perek Design discusses when there's lishma and shaloi lishma. Perek Yitches discusses regarding who has the machshava or whoever eats from such a carbon. Perek Yitches discusses regarding the burning of the kachem that became invalidated. And now we begin Perek Rishon, the first Perek in these Hilchos Pesulim Makdashim, which in this Perek, the Ram discusses regarding the permissibility of kadoshim, even with those that are pasul, which is Ram opens of Halacha Aleph, that even someone who's pasul to the avodah is permitted to go ahead and do the shechita. As Ram tells us, kol psulim, all those that are invalid, for example, a zar, a non-kain, or bamum, or oral, or tamei, that's invalid la avodah, who sacrificed the karbanos in the base of Mikdash, but mutarin lishchit kadoshim like a chil, they're permitted, starting off the first base, which is that of the slaughtering, they're permitted to slaughter kadoshim initially, a fili kadoshim, even the higher level karbanos. Chutz na tummy, one exception is a tummy person, shein eshech l'kitchila, where initially he's not supposed to slaughter, v'afa pishul chutz la'azar, and even if he's out of the azar, which a tummy person not come into the azar, even if he's out of the azar, u'fashad yadim, and he sticks his hands in, v'shachad bazar, and he slaughtered the azara, still, he shouldn't, because gezer ishim yigab abasar, it's a rabbinic concern that he might touch, although he's not, he's only holding the knife, he might touch the meat. Because of that, we say initially he's not supposed to. Now, halacha beis, mem ava v'shachab, if the tummy person did violently slaughtered, as of a kasher, at the end of the day, the carbon is kasher. It's only gzir drabon. And v'chein so to this halacha that a someone apostle is allowed to do the shechita, v'chein par kohen gadol shem yikipurim, same thing applies to the bowl of the kohen gadol that he brings a yom yikipurim. Ava bishun nema boy, although there is distinctly it says v'shachat ha'aron, that the kohen gadol has to do the slaughtering, im shachat izar, if we're slaughtered by the non kohen, kasher still can be valid. And af paraduma shashachat azar, also regarding the red heifer for slaughtered by a non-kohen, k'sher it's valid she'en l'cha shechita pesula bazar, there is no slaughtering of kachin that's invalid by a non-kohen. Now, Halacha Gimel continues regarding the pesulim as relates to the kachin, as we discussed regarding shechita, this regarding that one has to have the proper kavana. Hashechet es ha-kadoshim, if someone slaughters the kadoshim, the carbon, v'lein neskaven la-shechita, he didn't have a mind for slaughtering. Elikim ha-sasek, rather just distracted, he went and slaughtered the animal. So that's invalid. Actually, he's gavim l'shchit until he had a mind that it should be a slaughter. Moreover, the halacha dalet continuing on the requirements and those which are invalidations, as we're discussing the psulim hamakdashim. Now we're discussing that of shchitam. One shouldn't slaughter two heads of a different animals at the same time regarding kachem, like a very long knife. But v'mshachar to be slaughtered, that's still going to be valid. But two people together could hold on to the knife and slaughter one animal by karbanos, just like you're allowed to do that by unconsecrated animals. Halach above, continue on the requirement of kavana. Hakat nein shechet kadoshim, a minor cannot slaughter kadoshim. Ava bishagod lo emel gabav, although you have an adult standing over him and making sure he's doing an appropriate shechita, which could be valid. No, because shakadoshim, in contrast to just chulin, tzrichem achshava, requires, as we said, a thought process that it has to be for shechita. But kat nein lemachshava, and a minor is not considered having significant thought. Even if it's recognizable what he was thinking from his actions, we don't consider it as a thought, as a leniency for this case, that it should be a valid shechita. We actually only consider it in a stringent way. Case or how so? Meaning, what's considered that it would be a leniency, but we're not considering that halachically and it's not going to be valid. Let's say the oila, which kachakachim, was in the southern part of the Azar. Now, it has to really be slaughtered in the north. Now, the cotton schleps and he drags it, and he brings it to the northern part of the Azor, and he slaughters over there. From his actions, is recognizable. That obviously, when he's slaughtering it, it's for the intent of slaughtering, but the purpose of the kachim, because he recognizes it has to be in the north, which is to make it a proper shechita. Still, that would be considered as a leniency. And the reason that's going to be invalid, because we don't have this halacha machshavta in the kesem tech maisim as a leniency, only as a stringency. Halacha Zayin continues on the shechita now as regards to the actual location. If the holiest level karban is chatas, oila, ashram, if they were slaughtered in the southern part of the zar, or the blood was received in the southern part, psulim that's invalid, has to be in the north. Halacha Chas, let's say, standing in the south, the sheikhin, and he stretched his hand down to the northern part of the Azar, where the animal was. B'shachat, he slaughters over there. Shechitasik shera, his slaughtering is going to be valid. The reason that is because it says B'shachat oisai, so slaughter it, the kachakachim tzafayin, which tells us only the animal has to be in the north, not the sheikhet. Halacha tes. Hayyamid b'darm. Let's say he was standing in the south. V'hayshid yada, and he stretched out his hand, the kibla adam b'tzafin, not regarding the shechita, but regarding receiving the blood. The animal was in the north, and he receives it by stretching out his hand. Kabbalah subsula, actually there, that receiving of the blood is actually going to be invalid. The reason for that is because when it talks about Kabbalah, it's the lokach ha-kayin, which is that the kayin should take himself, and he should be in the north, unlike shechita. So therefore, here it's going to be invalid. Halacha yod. Hichnas reisha berubah letzavan. Let's say his head and the majority of his body entered into the north, and even though part of him is in the south, hadei kum batzav, and that's like standing in the north, because we say rubik kukulai, the majority of him is in the north, that's going to be valid for the kabbal. Halacha yudalf, shchat batzav, and let's say he slaughters it in the north, as it's supposed to be, ufirkasa, and now it's in the throes of death, and it just starts thrashing around. The yatzladam, and the animal goes and runs out to the south, afila hitiladam, and even if, let's say, the kain himself takes it out to the south, Ksher is going to be valid. We were talking about where it went to the south after the blow was already received. And that we're saying that there's no psul of yaitse, which could be invalidation, but leaves a certain perimeter, because that's only for the shechita, but it didn't leave the azara. And perkasa v'yatzis ladarm. Let's say it's thrashing about and it goes out to the south. V'chaz latzafen, and actually, if it goes back to the north, v'achka kibu dam v'tzafen, and then you didn't receive the blood yet, and now you receive the blood in the north? That's also going to be shechita. That's going to be kosher, because ultimately you did the shechita and you did the kabbalah in the north. The fact that it went to the south, whether before or after, it's not going to be a psul of yaitzi, because it didn't leave the azara. It's just the avoida has to be in the north, and you did that in the north. V'chein so too, some actually have halachid beis starting over here. Kachim kalim. So we just spoke about the kachim. So too, the low level kachim. Shlamim, taidim, shahi b'fnim. If let's say it was in the azara, v'amad chutz la'azara, and meaning the animal was inside the azar. If amad chutz azar, I mean, because regarding kachakachim, we're saying the sheikhid was in the south and the animal was in the north, we should discuss it that way. Now, the perimeter gets a little bit wider regarding kachakalim, where it doesn't have to be in the north, it has to be in the azar. So here we're talking about that the carbon itself was in the azar, but the kayin, the sheikhid, was amad chutz azar, he was standing out of the azar. The hechnas yad lefnim b'shach, and he puts his hand into the azar and he slaughters. Again, the shechita is going to be kosher because you said only the carbon has to be in the area for the shechita, not the kohen himself. Now, Lochid Beis continued regarding the Kabbalah. Hichnas yod bekibul. Let's say he stretches his hand into the azar and he receives the blood, the kohen, Kabbalah subsula, the Kabbalah is going to be invalid. Afel hichnas reisha berubah, and even, and this is in contrast to what we said before for the tzafen, even if the head and the majority of his body is in the azar, and even if the one doing the avodah of the Kabbalah was totally in the azar, and just the hair of his head was sticking outside, avodas psula, it's going to be invalid avodah. Why? Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Bevayachem el ol moed." When you enter into the ol moed and you do that avodah, which ad shivay kulam, until all of you goes in. And here, since not all of them was in, therefore that's going to be invalid. Again, in contrast to the halacha of north by the kachet kachim, here you have to be totally in the azar. Halacha yud gimel. Perkas habehema. Continue on this. If the animal thrashes about, the yotzis lachutz, and here it went out of the azara. But it's specifically after the blood was already received. So ksheir, the carbon is going to be kasher. Why? And shafili yotzei murin v'habasta, because even if the sacrificial parts and the meat, if they left the area of the azara, koy demizrika, before the blood was sprayed, bekachem kalim, which that's what we're talking about, the blood was received, but the blood wasn't sprayed yet, and it left the azara, hazevach kasher, the kasher is going to be carbon, like we're going to explain in later on, halacha lambeis and lamed gimel, which is that when we're saying that the animal is going, the behemoth is going to be kosher, I mean to say that you could sacrifice the murim and the meat could be eaten. Where it's specifically talking about where it was brought back in before the zrikas adam, and therefore it's going to be kosher. It just after the kabbalah was taken out, then it was brought back in because the zrik is what makes the murim into kachem kachem. Before that, it's like kachem kalam, which as is the point of the Rambam over here, they don't become invalidated by being taken out. And as long as it was after the Kabbalah Saddam, and you brought it back in, then the Zrika is going to be valid, and the Kasher is going to be carbon. Halach Yidalt. Let's say the animal was totally in the Azar, but the legs were outside. Ushchaten was slaughtered. Hazavach Pasal. Animal is going to be Pasal. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, which is similar to what we said regarding the one who's doing the Avodah, the carbon also, it says, the Havim Lashem has to be brought in front of Hashem, which Achatiyah Kul Bifim has to be all in the Azar. If it's even just the legs outside, it's going to be invalid. Halacha Dazov, let's say Shchat to be Kul Bifim. Let's say it was slaughtered and it was all in the Azar. But the Achka Chitziyah Dak Luchutz, then it went and stuck its legs outside. So what do you do then? So the Shchita was valid because it was totally inside, but then it stuck its legs out. So Chaytecha Basay, so you cut the flesh until it reaches the bone. I mean, you don't cut the bone, because if you cut the bone, then it's going to actually be a Baal Mum at the time when you can do the Kabbalah, which you didn't do yet, of receiving the blood, which invalidates if it has a blemish between the Shechita and the Kabbalah. So actually, you just cut the flesh up until the bone, and you cut that off, and then you receive the blood. Now, whatever part of the flesh had been outside, that became invalidated with the psul of Yotze. Now, if you're not going to separate it before you receive the blood of the meat that went out, if you're not going to separate that meat, so its fat is going to mix with the blood that's receiving in the Kli Sharos, which is then going to validate all of it because you have some of it that has a psul of Yotze. As the Rambam says, v'mkibul v'achka chotach, but let's say you first receive the blood and then you go and you cut off the flesh that had gone out from that leg, pasul is going to be invalidated v'neshamnunis habasa shabachutz, because the fat of the meat that was on the outside that got mixed in to the animal which you're receiving, it's going to come into the blood, that has a psul of Yotze inside this tarevus. Now, ubukachim kalim, but by the low level kachim, ein tzach lachtach, there you don't have to cut. Ela mavzir ragel lefnim makabel, you just bring the leg back in and you receive the blood. Why? And this is what we said before. Shebesar kachim kalim sheyatzu kachim zrika, because in regards to the meat of kachim kalim, if it leaves before the zrika, as long as you bring it back in before, we said kasha, it's going to be valid. So that's a difference between kachim and kachim kalim regarding what had left the area before the dam. Halacha Tazayin. Tala Behema, if someone is hanging the animal, Ushchata Ba'avar Azara, and he slaughters it in the airspace of the courtyard, Psula, that's invalidation. Katerin this halachas of Shchita, Kashem says in the Pasik, Al Yerech Mizbech, on the side of the Mizbech, Achishchat Ba'aretz, until you slaughtered there literally on the side, on the ground itself. Now, Halacha Yedzayin, let's say Hoysa Ba'ema Ba'aretz, let's say the animal's on the ground. Venitla, but the Sheikhit was hanging in the air. Veshachat Behutala Ba'avar, and he was slaughtering as he was suspended in the air. So b'kachim kachim pasul, again another difference, by the whole level, higher level kachim is invalid. B'kachim kalim kasha, but the lower level kachim, it's going to be kasha. Halacha yitches, shachat miyu tzimana b'chutz. Let's say he slaughters a minority of the two pipes of where you do the shechita out of the azar. U'gumarim bifnim. And then, whether let's say we're going to kachim kalim, he finishes it in the azar, oichashachat miyu tzimadarm. Or let's regard to kachim kachim, he slaughters a minority of it in the south, u'gumarim b'tzav, and he finishes it off in the north. Psulim is invalid. Why? Because sheyeshna l'shchita mitzchelas v'atzayif. The halacha of slaughtering is considered significant from its beginning till the end. And since some of it was done not in its area, it's not going to be valid shchita. Halacha yutes. Nitla v'kibla adam. Continue on this halacha of suspended. Let's say the kain was suspended and he received the blood when he was in the ear. Mitzavar behema, from the neck of the animal, hamanachas bekarka, which was on the ground, pasul is invalid. Why? Here it's because she'in derech sheres bekarka. But since Kabbalah is considered one of the avoidas of the kain, it has to be in a respectful way. That's not a way of serving Hashem by being suspended in the ear, and therefore that's what's going to be invalid. Halacha chaf. Now, let's say it was standing in the courtyard, the kain. But Tola Mizik B'yadeh, and he was hanging the bowl in his hand, the Kibla Damba Aver, and he was receiving the blood in the airspace. Meaning, the way you normally do the Kabbalah is that you put the bowl on the ground near the neck of the animal, and the blood flows into it. What here we're talking about is, if let's say he receives it in the airspace, that's what's saying it's suspended in the air, it's also going to be kosher, which is unlike the Allah of Shechita and Allah of Design, because by Kabbalah it doesn't say Al Yerach. So although over there the animal has to be on the ground, here the Kabbalah doesn't have to be, and he could hold it in the air. Let's say he picked up the animal, the Kibla Dama Ava, and he received the blood in the airspace. Here it's kosher because Sha'avar Makom Makom Makom, the airspace of the place is like the place itself, like unlike that of the Shechita. Halacha Chafalf. Nasin Mizrik L'Teich Mizrik V'Kibla. Continue on this of the Kabbalah. Let's say he put a bowl in the bowl and receive the blood that way. Kosher is going to be valid, even though the kohen has to be holding the bowl. And here it's not, because the bowl that's receiving is actually inside the bowl it's holding. But min b'mina in chaitzis, when the same species, they're both the same type of bowl, that's not an interposition. Now, let's say hiniach siv, let's say put bast, which is this, like, the something that grows around, like a vine around the branch, around the bark. Let's say he puts a b'techa mizrik into the bowl, the kibble, and he receives inside of that. Kasher, it's going to be kasher. M'nei shasiv chal, because the bast is porous. And the barrier had dam yer l'techa mizrik. So the blood is going to get in through the holes, and it's going to be in the bowl itself. So he's receiving it. And there's no interposition. Now, if he does the same thing regarding a fistful of the flour of him, which has to be sanctified in the vessel, but now he's taking a fistful from within the bast, that still is going to be invalid because it wasn't inside the kli, because it gets stuck as a salad on the bast and not in the bowl itself. Continuing on these avoidas as we started with Shechitin, now regarding the receiving of the blood, the transporting to the mizbeach, and the spraying of the blood, those three integral avoidas, and the halacha says, "Bum lakev shut regarding transporting the limbs to the ramp." Kol achas me'elu enik sheil lebekain hakash la'avoda. Unlike the shechita, these avodas are only valid with a kohen that's fit to do the avoda. K'mesh mi'an be'kmitzas emecha, like we explained regarding taking the fistful of the flower offering in Perik Yud Gimel Hilchas Ma'aseh Kabban Zalochid Beis, or b'mikas oif and doing malika on the bird. That has to be a kohen kasha. Now, halacha of Gimel. Now, as this relates to halacha, v'halacha shle beregel in halacha. Now, there's halacha of one of the four avoidas, three having to be with a kain that's kashal avoid, like we said, is halacha, is transporting. If you're transporting not by foot, just by passing it in halacha, that's not considered as transportation. Now, l'fikach, therefore, kain gadol, those take out the word gadol, it's really, really any kain, shekibla sadam, if he received the blood, v'amad bim kain, and he stood in this place, uzrak l'mizbech, and he spread it to mizbech, nifla zavach, the carbon is invalid, because you missed the avoida of halacha. You have to first transport it. Now, halacha chavdal, kibbul b'mina b'nosan l'smoin, let's say he received it in his right hand, which you're supposed to do, and he put it into his left hand, okay, yachzamin, you can put it back in your right hand. Let's say kibbul b'klichol, let's say received in a mundane vessel, nevzal zorch, then invalidates the carbon, has to be received in a kli kodesh. Let's say kibbul b'klichol, let's say received in a holy vessel, b'nosan l'klichol, then you put it into a mundane vessel, then yachzal kli kodesh, you put it back into a holy vessel. Halacha vei, continue on this halacha of Kabbalah. Nishbach min akli ala ritzpa. Let's say it spilled out of the bowl onto the floor. Basav, and you gather it, you put it back into the bowl. Kosher, it's going to be valid because it was a proper Kabbalah. Al nishbach mitzava behema ala ritzpa. But let's say it spilled straight from the animal's neck onto the floor. Basav, and then you gathered it. No sound of clay. Just put into a service vessel. Al nifsal zavach. That's invalid because it has to be medama par. It has to be straight from the bowl into the bowl and not onto the floor into the bowl. Al chavav. Let's say nishbach mikta sadam mitzava behema ala ritz. Let's say some of the blood spilled from the neck of the animal on the ground, but last of it, he didn't gather it together. But then the kibbul miktasa mitzav behem, and then he received still some of the blood straight from the neck of the animal. There's a kasha, that's okay. Even though you're supposed to collect all the dam straight from the animal's neck, but as long as you have, that's sufficient. As long as the blood that you're still getting from the neck of the animal is the lifeblood of the animal, which comes out during the slaughtering, which as long as it's still red, but it's not the blood that's squeezed out from the other limbs of the animal, and not the blood of the hide of the skin of the animal. Halacha of Zayin, kol hazvachim shekibul damim echad min hapsulim la'avodah. Regarding any carbon that the blood was received by someone who is invalid to doing the avodah, oy shahilach damim mizbech, one of the other avodahs, or he transports the blood to the mizbech, Or he sprays the blood on the Mizbech according to the halacha, but he's an apostle, so nifsal azabach. If he does Kabbalah, halacha, or the Zrika, he's invalidated the carbon because he wasn't valid to do that vaidu. Let's say kibul hakasher v'nasan l'apostle. Let's say a kasher kain receives the blood and he gives it to an apostle. V'lohech by apostle. And the apostle didn't transport it anywhere. El amu kami, he just stood in his place. Well, then yachs l'kasher. You can give it right back to the kasher because since he didn't move, it was just passed. It wasn't a halacha, so the kohen does not become invalidated by this transfer to that kohen pasul, and by him giving it back, that's not considered as a halacha. Aval dam shelicha pasul avoda. But let's say it's blood that was already transported by the one that's pasul avoda. Ve'chzir la'kasher v'licha, and then he gives it back to the kohen kasher, and he transports it. Oh, let's say another case. Shelicha kohen tchila. Actually, first the kasher kohen transports it. Ve'chzir l'son la'pasul, and then he gives it back to the pasul kohen v'licha, and then he transports it. Either one of these cases. Since the apostle kind transported whether it be in the beginning or whether it be at the end, that invalidates the carbon. You can't fix this once an avodah is done through a psul, that invalidates it. Unlike we said, when nothing was done, when he was just stationary, there was no, he didn't do any kabbalah or halacha, then you could just give it back and start over again. Halacha chavches. Kibul apostle. Let's say the apostle kind received the blood and he sprayed the blood. Now, we said that technically is invalidation, but if there's still some of the lifeblood left in the animal's neck, okay, chayzar kasher mekabel u'melech v'zark. So then the kasher kohen goes back, receives the blood, transports it, and sprays the blood. She'ein apsul la'avoida isna dama nisha shirayim, because although generally when a kasher kohen does the avoida, he makes whatever's left over as shirayim, as leftovers, which is not valid to do the avoida slash drika with, but a pasul does not make the leftover blood into leftovers. Chutz, there is one exception, not tamei, the kind that's tamei, because although he's possible to do the avoda, b'hoil b'hu ro l'avoda b'karben abba b'tuma, since he is actually eligible to do the avoda, if it's a carbon that's brought in a state of tuma, k'mishban, like we explained, when in the state of tuma, then they could do kan dar tamei. So isa sharm, he actually, even when he's not supposed to, he will make the leftover blood into leftovers. Ketzer, how so? So kibul atama, let's say the kain that's tamei receives the blood. Even if a kasher kohen goes after him and receives the blood, the lifeblood of the animal, and he sprays it, the carbon has already been invalidated. Because this, that the kasher kohen is receiving it as the second time around, shirayim, it's already considered leftovers, it's not valid to go ahead and do the avoid of the dam, culminating in the zrika. Halacha chavtes. Behemesh hachasim me'avireha kolshu. If let's say an animal is missing any of its limbs, even a minute amount, achar shechita, after the slaughtering, koyden kabbalas adam, before the receiving of blood, so nifsla, it's already become invalidated. And I feel it's sarm ba'ozna koyden kabbalah, even if it just the air is nicked before the receiving of blood, it's like kabbalah, not receive the blood. Why? Shnemet says in the pasuk, b'lo kach medam apari, should take from the blood of the bull. The bull, it sounds like sheyesh shalom kuloi, when you're saying balaka, when you're taking the blood, when you're receiving it, sheyesh shalom kuloi, b'shasa kabbalah, that should be totally intact when you're receiving the blood. Now, the mekibel menachaseir b'zak, but let's say he received the blood from when it was missing and he sprayed the blood. Okay, how is the pasuk be invalid? It's not a valid kabbalah, and therefore it's not a valid avodah. Halachalamina avalim chasa achar kabbalah, but let's say the animal became deficient after blood was already received. Koid mizrika, but before the blood was sprayed, but after the kabbalah. Then a fellow avodah basar, koid mizrika zadam. Then even if the meat became lost before the blood was sprayed, oy nisraf, or was burnt. If you have at least an olive size of the meat or an olive size of the sacrificial parts that remains, you could spray the blood. Now, if not, in the zarek, you can't spray because you only spray the blood when it's going to be mat or something, whether it be the emurim or the basa. Now, regarding a totally burnt sacrifice, I feel like they'll combine even a half of an olive of both of them, in contrast to if it's not an oila. The reason why oila is different is shekula isha, because all of it, the meat and the sacrificial parts, everything is burnt on the fire, so it's like considered the same entity, and if it'll combine to be the sheva gezayis, again, then even though the animal became deficient, that's okay. I don't care what happened to it, it got lost or got burnt, whatever it is, but as long as you have a gezayis left over, it's going to be permitting that to be put onto the fires, therefore then you'll have to go ahead and spray the blood. Halach laman alav, but nisha pachas me gezayis. If it's left over less than a gezayis, then la'yizr ginal spray the blood, because it's not permitting anything significant. Vimzarek, and if you spray, lahurtza has not accepted any appeasement. Let's say nifsal habasa koidim zrika. Let's say the meat became invalidated before the blood was sprayed. Let's say it was taken out of azar, which is also invalidation. Then la'yizr gadam, then you shouldn't spray the blood. But vimzarek, if you did spray it, hurtza, it actually does accept an appeasement. The reason for that is because zrika will be effective for, let's say, when it has a psul of yaitze, which removes the halacha of me'ila from that meat, and so too it's going to affect hartza, so although it became invalidated, and it had a psul of yaitze, that still, it's going to go ahead and, although we say, don't spray the blood, if it was, it will be meratza. The meat of kachem kalam, which we had mentioned this halacha, if it went out of the azar before the blood was sprayed, even when the blood is sprayed, the meat is on the outside, which generally the meat has to go ahead and be meratza. The meat here is on the outside, which it's not supposed to be on the outside. It's psul of yaitze. Still has evach kasha. Still the carbon is going to be kasha. And that's specifically with kachem kalam, as we had mentioned early in the parak. That difference. Why? Because the meat of kashem kalam is ultimately going to be going out of the azara after the blood is sprayed, because kashem kalam can be eaten all of Yerushalayim. So therefore, it does not become invalidated even if by the time of the zrikas damim it's already out of the azara. And now, but the Rambam qualifies. He says, "By zrikam elis la yotze, the spraying of the blood is effective if it had gone out only la sarfai, only in regards to burning it, meaning that you don't burn it right away, which is generally the halacha." When it has intrinsic validation, no. In this case, it requires ibutzur to be left out overnight. The reason is because the meat's not invalidated; it's just not becoming permitted to be eaten. Avol loy la'achle, but it's not to go ahead and eat it, because the meat of the kachem kalam becomes forbidden to be eaten before the zrikas adam. It's only the zrika that permits it. Now, this meat was not in the azar at the time when the blood was sprayed, and therefore never became permitted. So, therefore, the carbon is kosher, but the meat's not going to be able to be eaten. It's just that regarding you don't burn it right away, but again, it's not going to help that you're going to be able to eat it. Because it's out of the azar when the blood was sprayed. Halach lamagimel. V'chein emuri kachem kalam. So too regarding the sacrificial parts of the low level kachem. She'otz lof nezir kizdom if they left azara before the blood was sprayed, and the blood was sprayed and it was on the outside, which we said in contrast, it was brought back in before, as we said in the beginning of the parak. No, he was still on the outside when it was sprayed. So loy nifzel hazevach. So it's interesting terminology the Rambam changes over here. He says the carbon has not become invalidated. Why does he say different wording than he said before? Hazevach kasher. So there's two types of categories regarding yaitze. There's when it leaves its perimeter. Let's say kachem out of the azara, kachem kalam out of Yerushalayim, and whatever goes out of the mechitzas, whether emurim or baster, kachem kalam becomes pasul. Then there's another halacha. Kachem kalam that goes out of the azara before the blood was sprayed. There's a difference between the emurim and the baster. Because the emurim that gets sacrificed in the Mizbeach, its sanctity is more severe, it's like kachem kalam. But that only takes effect after the blood is sprayed, which permits it to be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, but before Zrika, its sanctity is like the sanctity of the meat. So therefore, it does not become invalidated when it goes out, but what you do have to qualify is, if the Zrika, when the emurim are on the outside, does the Zrika affect to permit it to be sacrificed with the higher level sanctity as kachem kalam, which the Rambam is telling us over here, from the changing of his wording, from that he said in the previous halacha that when meat goes out, where he said there hazevach kashan, sounds like totally kashan, and he says only leinivs lazevach. In other words, means to say is that the owners are exempt from being another carbon, but you cannot burn the sacrificial parts on the mizbeach. Now v'mechziram. Now, and additionally, we were saying that the owner fulfills obligation, but the reason why you're not allowed to burn the sacrificial parts is either way you look at it, because if the zrika is effective to the emurim that are outside of the azara and it validates it to be burned, so then obviously then it has the sanctity of kachem kalam on it, which become invalidated because it's out of the azara, you're not allowed to burn it. And if it's not effective to sanctify it, then it never became permitted to be burned. So therefore, that's why we're saying that it's just not possible, but you can't. It's not kosher like the meat, you cannot burn the emurim on the mizbeach. But v'merziram, let's say it was outside, but then you brought it back before the zrika sadam, the maktir nasa, then you could burn them on the mizbeach. Now, v'apish le'erziram, now, but even if you don't bring them back, chayav maleim mishum pigal b'noisa v'tami, the emurim are going to have the halachas if one had a machshava of chutzah zman, or noisa v'les beyond the zman, or tami, if it became tami, it's still going to have these halachas. It's not going to be removed from the category of this carbon, which if it has that psul, it will have those violations attached to it of pigal, noisa, and tami. Halach lamadalt, kol hazvachim shel yachid, all the carbons of an individual, whether if the meat became tummy, but the sacrificial parts, the fats, are still there. Or whether the fats became tummy, but the meat is still there. So Zerik is a dam. As I mentioned before, the dam is only sprayed if it's permitting something. It's called a mater, which the mizbech gets the chelev, and the person gets the meat. So if one of them is still around and did not become tummy, so you'll spray the blood for that. But nit mishneim, let's say both of them came tummy, So now, not the mizbecha, not the person that's eating from the carbon. So he's going to spray the blood. Vimzark, if you did spray hutzah, then it is accepted. And the reason for that is because shahat sits. Because the golden plate that the kohen wears on his forehead, the kohen gadol, is meratz al tumah. The Torah tells us it creates an appeasement for tumah. So although really it was a tumah of this carbon, that the blood's not going to be meratz. But the tzitz will appease for that. The chen sotu emur, the sacrificial parts, oy evra oylo, the limbs of a carbon oylo, shenit moved, they became tumah victim and they were burned. Hatzitz meratz. Again, the tzitz will appease for that, which you violated the tumah, it will appease for the kamesh brand, like we explained in Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, Perek Dah Halacha Zayin. Now, v'chol kaban sa tzibur. Now, regarding a carbon of the tzibur, shenit ma basa b'chel v'kulei, let's say the meat and the fats, all of it became tumah. Unlike that of a yachah, which we said initially you should not do, but after the fact the tzitz will be meratz. But by the tzibah and reza zorek is adam, even initially one could go ahead and spray the blood. Aloha lama hey, dam kadushim shiyotzu chutz lazar. If the blood, up until now we're speaking about if the murum or the meat, let's say the blood of the carbon, shiyotzu chutz lazar, went out of the azar. So nifs lazavach, the carbon became pasal. The afa beshachazavach nisa zorek al mizbeach, unlike that which we spoke about regarding the meat and the murum, here even if you bring the blood back inside the azar and you spray in the mizbeach, loy nitsa, it's not acceptable, that dam became pasal with yoytze. Aloha lama dvav, b'chol dam kadushim. Now, that's regarding the psul of Yetzin. But regarding the other psul that we were talking about of Tumah, the blood of a carbon, it does not contract Tumah at all. Why? It says in the Pasuk regarding blood in the Vam Yud Beis, that the blood should be spilled on the ground like water, and then it's covered. But what the Pasuk is telling us is, Dam Shenishbach Kamayim. Blood that's spilled like water, meaning hua nechshav kamayim, that's considered like water, umekabel tumah, and that's susceptible to tumah like that of water. Avadam kadshim she'en nishbach kamayim. But regarding the blood of kadshim, which is not spilled like water, because actually you're not allowed to let it spill, you're actually supposed to receive the blood and do the zrika. Oh, then in umekabel tumah, that does not contract tumah, and therefore it won't have this problem of tumah of invalidating the blood, but it will have the invalidation of, let's say, yetzer, but leaves the perimeter of where it's supposed to be. Loch alam and zayin. Vedam sheshakel of chamav linizuk. Another problem is that, let's say, the blood had not been sprayed yet, and already the sun sets, nifsal hazevach, the carbon has become invalidated, and vimzarka, and even if you end up spraying it, lahurza has not been accepted, because, again, you already missed the deadline of when it has to be before sunset, because that's when you could do that void. Only the burning of the moon could be done after nighttime, and therefore, even if one would do it later, that would not be acceptable.